3 minutes after 11 p.m. You're listening to WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM. This is DJ Nick Knack with Sigtronica in the background. Music from Terrestrial Tones. It's a duo formed by one member from Black Dice, one member from Animal Collective. Great music. New album is called Dead Drunk. The track we're listening to right now is called The Sailor. Got some new and old music up for you later in the show. An old classic by Stockhausen for your listening pleasure or hate, depending on how you like your electronic music. Other good stuff coming up as well. If you have any requests or comments, give me a call here at the station. Number is 617-253-8810. Welcome back to Sigtronica. That was just Günter Rabl with a track called Eve. It's off the compilation An Anthology of Noise and Electronic Music, 3rd A Chronology. It's put out by Sub Rosa. Great two-disc set of electronic and noise pieces from the history of electronic experimental music in the 20th century. Interesting composer that I haven't really heard much of besides this piece, but definitely want to check it out. Up next, I'm going to play a long piece by Stockhausen, one of the masters of electronic music. This piece, Kontakte, one of the early masterworks of electronic music. Basically, it's got this incredibly detailed score of 70 graphical pages, not using conventional notation at all. Everything's marked in terms of how much tape length he's supposed to use. And if I understand it correctly, it's all sounds that have been made up using just simple sine waves that he layers and layers and layers and layers into these incredible soundscapes. The name, he says, the title refers both to contacts between electronic and instrumental sound groups and to contacts between self-sufficient, strongly characterized moments. The piece, actually, amazing for its time, was also a four-track version with four channels. We're only going to hear two, of course, because you only have two speakers. But he says, in the case of the four-channel loudspeaker reproduction, it also refers to contacts between various forms of spatial movement. So this is a 35-minute-long piece, but I think it's really quite worth it. Quite amazing when you realize that this piece was written in 1959, only made using simple oscillators and tape. It's pretty darn amazing, given what you hear nowadays in electronic music, which is sometimes not very, isn't as advanced as this. And this was over 40 years ago. So if you have any requests, give me a call. Number 617-253-8810.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Just Contacta by Stockhausen. Piece from 1959. One of the early, early great masterworks of electronic music. Realized only with oscillators and tape and some filters. Pretty darn amazing if you ask me. So I have some tickets to give away before the end of the show. Harvard Film Archive, 7 p.m. showing on Monday, March 6th. Film is called The Mirror. Andrei Tarkovsky mixes childlike recollections of his upbringing in a war-torn country with stark World War II footage to create a dreamlike vision of his childhood. I have two tickets to give away to this showing of The Mirror at Harvard Film Archive, 7 o'clock on Monday, March 6th. If you give me a call here at the station. I'm going to finish up tonight with some electronic music from another great experimental composer from the 20th century, Yannis Xenakis. It's off of a new CD that we have here in the station called, well, Electronic Music. Combines all of his electronic compositions over his career. Track we're going to listen to is from, I believe, 1994, called S.709. It says, the sounds produced in the piece as well as the global evolution of the composition are literally unheard of. Despite the abstract nature of the processes involved and their mechanical nature, the Xenakis sound world is immediately recognizable. I guess you will judge for yourself. Thanks for listening tonight. I'll be back next week from 11 to midnight. Archives, playlists, etc. available at sigtronica.org. Remember, if you want tickets for The Mirror at Harvard Film Archive next Monday, March 6th, 7 p.m. showing, give me a call here at the station. Thanks for listening tonight. Up next is Poetry Jam on WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM.
The Brattle Film Foundation announces the most important fundraising effort in its 52-year history, the Preserve the Brattle Legacy Campaign. It's a two-year fundraising effort that is necessary to sustain repertory film programming at the Brattle. If Cambridge's only independent cinema is to remain open, this campaign must raise significant and immediate community support. The campaign's goal, in addition to financially stabilizing the Brattle, is also to increase community engagement. There will be many opportunities for the community to be involved in the campaign, including house parties hosted by Brattle supporters. The Brattle Film Foundation is committed to carefully curated programming, driven by presenting films based on quality, diversity, and cultural value. To make a donation or find out more about how you can help, visit www.brattlefilm.org or call 617-876-8021.